little bit more than mid screen. Pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge the star.
Oh, welcome back, Shadow Games Podcast, episode 217, and here we are, folks. Sorry we're a little late, but I was sick this past week, and we were busy the prior week, so we have a lot to cover for you guys today. So, yeah, if you guys don't know yet, officially several hours ago on a Saturday, today, the 25th of March, the trailer for Justice League has been released. Is it trailer number two?
No, this is the first trailer. The other ones were all teasers.
Oh, okay. So, official first trailer for Justice League. What the hell are you doing? Oh, trying to make yourself a little taller for that chair?
A little bit.
Yeah, I know. So, I see you.
I'm sure.
We will get to you the rundown on it and also what our thoughts of it, too, as well. But, anyway, what have we been doing the past 2 weeks? Well, for me, other than being sick, I've been playing a lot more Street Fighter V. You know, just the typical rundown. I got my Yurian and Akuma team up on point. I got my ass beat a little too hard the past several days, so I was playing against like Gold League players, as in the only Daigo Umehara. I actually found him, or I found him in a match and decided to play him. And yeah, he was using his Guile too, by the way, guys. So let's see. Who else I play? I play George, too, as well. By the way, buddy, what's up? Long time no see. Our old buddy here, if you guys don't know. When we started about 2.5 years ago.
Something like that.
Yeah, some crazy crap like that. George was our third personnel on this side. This side right here, there you go. And, yeah, that's about it, guys, for me. No StarCraft 2. I really wish I would have played, but, my headache says hell no. Wayne, how about you, man?
Well, I finished my run on Star Wars Force Awakens, Lego Star Wars Force Awakens. 100% complete, everything unlocked.
You achievement hunter.
Yeah, then I jumped into Lego Avengers.
I still want to play that game.
I got a few bugs in it that make you restart the game.
What?
Yeah, so I had to restart it a few times so far.
Son of a bees, man, really?
But I played a little bit here and there. I've gotten through all the main stories so far. I'm going to have to go back at another point and try to find all the red bricks and, you know, gold bricks and all that other stuff.
You find the golden bricks.
Other than that, I've got into Halo Wars 2. I'm really enjoying that game. I've completed the campaign last night on normal. I don't think I'm going to try it on any higher difficulty at this point, just because it's not the typical kind of... Not my kind of game, really. Mostly, I do enjoy it, though. So, I'm doing that. Gonna try a little bit on multiplayer and wait for some of the DLC to come out and see what's new. And then, I've also jumped into and started playing Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yeah, guys, give you a recap. Last time we played, or Wayne played a Mass Effect, well, technically Mass Effect 3... Yeah. I've never seen him so brutally beaten down a game ever. Wayne.
So...
Never! No, never mind. Keep going.
Andromeda. I gotta say, so far, the missions are long. Or the first mission I've really...
Initial
mission I've gone into that's actually gone to a planet and actually get something done. I'm actually not even done with that first mission, per se. But it's a long. I spent probably a couple hours... just on that one portion last night. The issues so far I'm running into are brightness issues. It's either just right or it's too bright, depending on where you're at in the game. Characters that are just like, their faces are so white you can't really see anything too well. Animation is just not perfect. It's got some issues there. But gameplay seems to be working well. Story seems okay so far. Not a lot you can get into at this point, you know, it's still early in the game. But yeah, the animation is just, it's really off. And you got that issue where you've got, for example, the main character, Ryder. If you look at him coming off the ship or animation scenes where you see him walking, he's got these big shoulders and then he gets real narrow at the hips and to the legs. It just looks odd.
Kind of sounds like a Yeah, never mind. We're going to talk about that later.
Yeah. I don't know why, but the animations, even the walking on if you're looking at the main character walk, he seems off. But if you look at the characters around him that are walking, they seem like they're walking normal. So there's just something weird going on with the animation. Obviously, someone's facial tics are off, which we knew going into it already. But yeah, so far I think it's going to be enjoyable to play. It's just
what?
It appears to be enjoyable to play. So far it's enjoyable, but it's definitely got some issues. Hopefully, BioWare has already actually announced that they want to reinvest in the game and fix some things. We'll see if they actually rework the animation or not.
Question for you: as of right now, 5 stars. How would you rate it?
With the animation issues and minor things that are going on in the game. Also, when you get to the stage where you can do the missions that are, what are they called? They're like side missions that you can send a character to do this mission while you're doing the regular missions.
Oh, okay.
You gotta make sure that when you launch the game, wait a few minutes before you start the game so that it actually connects to the EA, to the BioWare EA servers or whatever.
Ah, okay.
Otherwise, you'll start the game, get into that section, go to do that and tell you to go back to the main menu so it can connect online.
So you gotta wait a little bit then.
So just be aware of that. It tells you when you're connected, and so if you're not connected right away, just wait for it. So with all that, the way I say it right now, I would give it probably a 3.9 out of 5.
Okay. Or I'd rather do halves, so what, 3.5?
Yeah.
3.5 out of 5, okay.
That's close enough. So.
Alright. So what else, Wayne? Anything else this week? Or this past 2 weeks? Sorry.
Other than that, I did jump in on my laptop and play a little bit of Raptor, Call of the Shadows.
Ooh.
Always fun to sit down and play some of that. Had a little bit of time during lunch one day. And I even bittered up Mega Race once and played around with that. I didn't really get into a game yet on it because I'm testing out some of the settings on my laptop. But for an old DOS game, it actually seems to do okay. So we'll see how that works out later on. But yeah, that's about all I've done.
Ooh, nice, nice, nice. So, am I going to go with the news lady, Wayne?
Yeah, we can get into some news.
All right, sure, right now. Let's see what we got here.
First up, the Ooh. New announced, a couple Xbox One controllers have been announced of the new
the
Tech series line.
Dude, this thing looks nice.
They have a nice texturized grip to them. They look to be built on the same basic principles as the latest controller design, but
okay,
they do have some... some of a nice scientific sci-fi look to them, and these will support the Xbox Co-Pilot feature.
Amazing!
As well,
all right.
Which other controllers will too. I think these are going to get that ability to do that before the others. Although I'm not entirely sure yet. We'll talk more about the Co-Pilot in a little bit here.
Yep. It also says the Microsoft already says. Offers a lot of different Xbox controllers, while the $80 Design Lab controllers will allow you to customize the pads, colors, and more to your liking. So, fully customized. Worth it, Wayne?
These are going to be good controllers. I mean, you're talking... These ones are going to be $70 controllers. They're $10 more than the standard controller, but they're the same price as the other special edition. So, that's a good price
okay.
for a controller.
Definitely. And you said we were talking about the...
Well, we'll get into that in a little bit here. Somewhere down the line here.
Oh wow, Twitch is a new competition as Facebook launches new game live streaming feature. Okay, Facebook.
Yep.
Facebook announced today that, well, it's expanding their platform's live streaming capabilities. So this started back in the 22nd of March. Anyone can post live stream videos from PC, desktop, or laptop computers on their personal page. Following the launch of the feature was, you know, for the mobile devices in 2016. So it's quote unquote, it's called live video. Option will appear on the top of your newsfeed or timeline. Allow you to do this, okay? So technically, let's see what they do. Let's see what Twitch does, because I'm a huge fan of Twitch.
Twitch has been doing really well. It will be interesting to see how Facebook works with this.
Yeah, I mean, Twitch, it's, you know, they live stream the Capcom Pro Tour. They did a lot of WSG for StarCraft, the Evil World tournaments too as well. Let's see how this goes. In this announcement, Facebook specifically called out gaming, saying that the new feature makes it quote unquote easier to have, you know, it's easier to have than ever to stream your PC games to a friend or followers. So
yeah, so if you want to stream your game of Candy Crush Saga, go right ahead.
Wayne?
Ha!
Speaking of which, guys, Xbox 360 and Xbox One games with gold for April's have been revealed. And so if you guys have a gold membership,
yeah,
you know what to do, right? For the Xbox One, Rise, Son of Rome, which I was on when we first tried.
It's a good, solid game. It's just a little harder to get into. I don't know. There's just something about it that's difficult going. I played all the way through it, or most of the way through it. I don't remember. But yeah, it was fun to play.
Yep, so Rise, Son of Rome will be from April 1st to the 30th. And also Walking Dead Season 2 from April 16th to May 15th. That is from Telltale Games, which is I highly recommend. Season 3, I believe, is going to be out soon as well. So yeah.
Yeah.
Wayne?
The 360 games are going to be Darksiders from the 1st to the 15th.
Uh-huh.
And Assassin's Creed Revelations from the 16th to the 30th.
I heard that was an okay game.
Yeah, so yeah, we're looking at a pretty good lineup of games for next month that are free. Take advantage of it.
So, well, if we get gold membership, boys, you know what to do.
Yeah.
Wayne, your favorite game?
One of them. Titanfall 2. Big DLC pack is coming next week. And there's also going to be a free weekend coming soon as well. Or is that this weekend? We'll see.
Go up.
It didn't say.
So it started up there on the 23rd. So yeah, I think it did came out this week. So,
But yeah, next week, or this coming week, basically, we're going to get the add-on called Colony Reborn. It's going to be free, as they've announced previously. Let's see, what was this going to be? We're going to get the new gun, the R101. It's going to have an ACOG scope. New execution, curb check.
Nice.
New map, or actually, it's an old map called Colony, which appeared in the first game. We get some new paid cosmetic content, two skins, two camos, a little bit more. We're gonna get the full suite of multiplayer modes, as well as a gauntlet training mission and the first single player campaign level.
Did you hear the mods that they've been doing for Titanfall 2?
Yeah.
You know, they dressed one of the Titan as Optimus Prime.
I've heard they've done some crazy stuff like that. So yeah, this starts on the 30th. That weekend, there's also gonna be double XP for the whole weekend.
Yep.
So keep an eye out for that. A lot of good stuff there. There's also gonna be some bugs and so forth, the fixes, I'm sure, going into this. But it looks like a lot of good stuff. And we'll go into this one first.
So, as a former employee of this company we're talking about, back then, after high school, GameStop to close up to 225 stores worldwide. So pretty much a sharp decline in sales prompts GameStop to close the stores down. So pretty much the next time you try to trade in or use console, you might run into a clearance sale or an empty storefront, which sucks. Following a year of lower than expected sales, capped off by a disappointing holiday season, GameStop announced that it will, anticipate shuttering 2-3% of its stores worldwide in a recent earning report. So for all the people that actually enjoys working there, I kind of enjoyed it in a way, but we all get our experiences elsewhere. So yeah. Based on a figure, up to 225 of the company's 7,500 stores worldwide could be facing foreclosure. So the retailer's fourth quarter profits in 2016 have dipped by 13.6% since those were from the prior years to that. So so prompting its stocks to plunge by 31%.
That's kind of crazy. Although their collectible sales have been going up 27.8%.
Yeah, which is good.
Which is good for them. This isn't really surprising to me. GameStop, if you look at GameStop's
overall
regional game or store layouts, where their locations are, it's hard to find a GameStop that's not within 2 miles of another GameStop. Or, as in the case of our local mall, 200 feet.
Yeah, that's true. You know. So technically, these losses were made in sales of both new games and new consoles themselves, which GameStop attributed to, quote-unquote, aggressive console promotions by other retailers on Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday. So,
you know, it's one of these things that we knew this was going to happen eventually. GameStop's got way too many stores to keep up the momentum they had going.
Yeah.
But we look forward to seeing how they restructure and try to improve their profits.
Yeah, because it happened to them before.
Yeah.
And let's see how they do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Next, we're going to talk a little bit about Destiny. We've got a little bit more details on Age of Triumphs, which is going to be launching next week, 28th. Basically, we're going to get a whole bunch of new quest lines and things to do that are based on old content, with rehashing and new rebuilding some of the weapons, bringing back some weapons.
Okay.
You know, new book to finish out, you know, for objectives, you know, to cross off your book. I mean, just a whole ton of different things really to do on this thing. For example, every primary weapon from each raid will have both a legendary version you can earn from the standard 390 light level every week. The only things I think that aren't going to be fully upgraded is, like, King's Fall. There won't be some weapons updated for that. But this patch is going to be big, and it's going to have a lot to it.
Any size of the file?
I'm not sure on the exact size.
Okay.
But if you're interested, go to Bungie.net. There is a trailer available for it. They're showing off some of the new armor, some of the new weapons.
Yeah, the armor is on GameSpot here. Looks pretty good.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. There are some quests, such as the Mountaintop quest, if you are in the process of working on that. Finish it now, because once it goes live with this update, you won't be able to finish that anymore. That they're retiring that one there.
Get to it, hurry!
Also, a leak has come out suggesting that Destiny 2 will be available in September.
Oh, wow!
So that's pretty quick here.
Good job, not
a huge surprise, but yeah.
It's been about, quite several years since Destiny came out?
Yeah, so it's been 3 years since Destiny 1 came out. Yeah, 3 years. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens with this one, but this is the last major update. This is the end game for Destiny 1, and we're not going to nothing's going to be able to transfer over Destiny 2 at this point.
Yep.
Unless that changes, we'll find out later, but not likely. So I'm looking forward to that. I'll be probably playing a lot of that come next week before I go to WonderCon.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Alright guys, so we got some teasers for E3 2017.
A little bit.
Yeah, we're still a few months away, but, Xbox boss Phil Spencer has now spoken out and to say that fans can expect Microsoft to dedicate more time to games during the presentation, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So, this is what Spencer wrote on, I believe on Twitter. I want to give our games more time stage on E3. I sometimes feel like we rush telling the story of our games at E3, which is true. So yeah,
it happens to a lot of companies. So they're gonna put a huge focus on software. They're also gonna be talking about Scorpio.
Yay!
Yeah. But we don't really know anything more than that
until E3 2017 starts. So pretty much just let you guys give you the heads up again, as always. It's take place afternoon, so which is the Microsoft conference of E3, will be in the afternoon of Sunday, June 11th. This changes for Microsoft, as the company historically holds a presentation on Monday of E3 week. So they're going to close out the show. Let's see if they're gonna drop some major bombs on us.
I'm expecting some big news.
Yeah, especially they want to close out, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne,
so
what's this one?
If you're an Xbox insider, you're going to be starting on the, some new features have been rolling out that allow you to check out some of the new features that are going to be in the Creators Update coming soon, or coming later this year. One of those features I want to talk to you about is called Copilot. Let me see if I can get the listing here again. It's not there. It's okay. Copilot is... Yeah, it's not listed on this one. Copilot is actually a unique way to use two controllers to control one character. Or one, you know, control your game.
So you have one leg going right and one leg going left.
Kind of. So they did this for a few different reasons.
Okay.
One, you know, there are people out there that have disabilities. They can't play with both hands. So they have to use some other mechanism. So if you want to use a foot to control something, you can do so with one, you know, you remap controller one to control with your foot, remap controller two to play with your left hand, or your so forth. They actually say nose, elbow, foot, whatever you want to do. You can remap the buttons on both, you know, both controllers to fit your needs. But the other thing, and I like this, let's say you're a parent and you've got a kid who's just starting out a game, they're not that good, but they enjoy, want to play, and they want to play with you. Well, good. Hand them a controller. They can play as the main character. You've got the second controller to help them out as they go along the game, or to help teach them how to play. You know, or, for example, if you're playing a game such as, Resident Evil, that's got an inventory screen, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Player one with one controller can control the movements, the, you know, the shooting and so forth. Player two can control the inventory. You know, you can split your priorities, or what each, you know, what your character is doing by two people. So you could actually, I think in the case of like Halo Wars 2, you'll be able to have different units assigned to different controllers, so you can help play at the same time against the enemy. So there's a lot this is going to open up to, and of course as developers start working with it, we'll see a lot more added onto it, but I think it's going to be a really great feature. That's Xbox Copilot.
Yep. Alright, so that's the news for us this week, or for the past 2 weeks or so. But let's get down to the nitty gritty. What we are here for.
You mean time for some justice?
Yes, Justice League. The trailer came out today, several hours ago. And we have our opinions on it.
Yeah.
Wayne, you were talking about Andromeda earlier, about the shadowing issues. Yet you was saying that Cyborg had an issue too as well.
Yeah, so Cyborg actually has the same look problem that I've seen in Andromeda, where your character is too bulky up on the shoulders and way too thin, you know, from your stomach waist on down. It just looks off. It's weird, you know. It doesn't look right. He also just looks way too small and way too alienated compared to what he should be. He should be contemporary armor, robotics, you know, in Earth, you know, fashion. Yeah, he should be futuristic, but not overly futuristic.
Yep.
You know, I think there's some issues there. You've got characters such as the Flash that seem okay as Barry Allen, but when you see him as the Flash, you're like, what did they do to this character? I don't feel right about the costume. I really don't. Aquaman seems great. I think Momoa is a great choice for that.
Yep, I do agree with that. In by far, my opinion, he has the best costume out of any one of them.
Wonder Woman, I'm kind of on the fence on. She seems like it's going to work well, but I'm still prefer like the, you know, the original comic kind of designs, or modern comic designs, not necessarily the current. But like the 90s era, you know. But I think it might work where they got there. But altogether, it seems like this trailer might be a little bit rushed.
Yep, I do agree as well. That one Cyborg, he's not Cyborg. Cyborg's supposed to be huge. He's supposed to be the juggernaut of the Justice League, yeah. In my opinion. You also got, let's see, I do agree with Wayne that Flash, he the costume doesn't fit him pretty well. He looks like an action figure more than an actual superhero.
Yeah.
And I think they're trying to, who's the director's name again? The one that I hate?
I'm not sure who's doing this one. Is it Snyder or is it somebody else?
I think it was Snyder who's been doing the Justice League.
I'm not sure anymore.
Well, if it's not him, then it might be pretty good. Okay, but anywho, I think they're trying to get it from the new 52 line of Flash, you know, the armor and everything. Wonder Woman looks pretty cool, but I'll say it again, Aquaman, the best looking one out of the bunch, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Batman looks like Batman. Superman was not in there because he's still under, you know, like 6 feet of dirt napping and whatnot. So, yeah. Anywho, but to me, I do agree with Wayne. This might feel that it is rushed. Comparing this, I know it's going to be a bad thing, but comparing this to the MCU, you know, they introduce their characters, clearly.
There's character development going on.
Character development. This one doesn't. It showed us on Batman, Superman, oh, Flash, oh, look, Cyborg, oh, look, Wonder Woman, oh, look, Aquaman, done. Okay, cool, next. Ding, there it is. They're all in there in one movie. I mean,
And if you really think about it, even in Batman vs. Superman, they didn't develop Batman as a character. They just introduced him and said, this is what he's going to do, this is what he's doing,
well,
and it's done.
Well, no, they picked him off from Man of Steel.
Why not?
So it's a continuation. So the other guy's origin and everything down.
Yeah.
But they could have done something a little more.
Yeah.
To Supes himself. Same way to it, the Batman thing was pretty cool, but, you know, I would love to see more than just 8 minutes of Batman versus Superman, of the fight scene versus the Civil War, which is roughly, I believe, like 22 to 25 minutes worth of fight time.
Yeah.
Thank you, John Favreau. Thank you. Thank you, MCU, for doing that. But I'm still very skeptical about this movie. The trailer was good. It was the same way, too, with Batman versus Superman. It was all leading up to, like, you know, and then it went, done. So, yeah, that's my thoughts on it.
Yeah, it just seems like there's something missing in the trailer.
Something weird. Oh, yeah, Superman's missing in the trailer.
Well, I mean, obviously him. But did you notice the so-called threat that's going on? It seems kind of alien. And if you've got an alien threat coming in, there's one character that should be a part of the team that's not apparently here.
Martian Manhunter?
Well, that's one that should be there, but the other one, who's the guardian of that sector?
Green Lantern?
Yeah.
Where is he?
Where's he hiding at, you know?
Hold on, I can't. They can't do Ryan Reynolds anymore. He's Deadpool now. Sorry, boys.
Yeah, where's the Deadpool cameo, right?
Don't make my suit animated.
Oh,
or green.
That'd be hilarious.
So yeah, that was our take on it. So yeah. Give you guys a heads up, next Saturday, April 1st, Wayne and I will be at WonderCon, Anaheim, California. I will be there I'll be leaving San Diego at like 6:30, 7 o'clock to get there.
Yeah, he'll be there early.
Yeah, so I can actually get some parking. Yeah, I'm going to join my photography friends, meet a bunch of my friends. Whatever, I'll be there. I'll post pics up. Wayne's going to be there doing his Wayne stuff. It'll be fun. The con season has officially started. And also, yes, we are heading to Comic-Con 2017.
Yeah.
We need some more cards, too, by the way, for Comic-Con.
I'm sure we do.
I have like about half a box left, so I'm going to use it during WonderCon, so
yeah, we'll get that taken care of.
We'll have enough time. So yes, WonderCon April 1st, and then after that, I believe there's like a few smaller cons here in LA area right before Comic-Con.
I think there
in
is.
July.
So we'll look into those.
Yes, I know. Yeah, that's about it for us guys this week. Again, make sure to like us on our Facebook page. Make sure to check up on our main page. Oh, speaking of which, I actually did put up an article of where are the Infinity Stones.
Oh,
my theory is the Soul Stone. Do you know where it is?
The Soul Stone. That's the one that's with Vision, isn't it? No, that's the Solar Stone or something.
No. That's a Mind Stone.
Mind Stone. Yeah. I can't keep track of them anymore.
Remember how Heimdall said he can see all the souls?
Have you seen his
armor?
Yeah.
If you guys have a look it up, Heimdall, Thor, when he said, I can see all souls in that planet.
That could very well be.
That, look at his armor. Look at his eyes. It looks like, well, read my article. Okay, guys? So, again, look at our Instagram page coming up soon next week. And also, I believe, M-Tag, is it this week too as well, or is it next week? I don't know, it's the guys from the Midwest, but we do have a page on it, and we're actually gonna, I'm gonna hijack the Instagram page for Two Shots of Geek for WonderCon.
All right.
Yep. Again, guys, this is it. We are twoshotsofgeek.com, and we are here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Deuces.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.